The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Mem Dalad. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah of Pekaka Haloin, a stopper that is in the window. That there's a machlekes of Eliezer and Chachamim. That Eliezer is of the opinion that if the pekak, if the stopper, which is used to close the window, is not attached from before Shabbos and Yom Tov, one may not use it to close the window, to stop up the window on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Chachamim say, Benkach and Benkach poiking them by. Whether it was properly attached for Shabbos or not, either way, it may be used to stop up the window. And the Gemara brings the Memra, the Gemara quotes the Memra of Rabbi Barbachan or Rabbi Yechanan, who explains that everyone agrees that one is not allowed to make an oil arai, a temporary tent, on Yom Tov, and certainly not on Shabbos. And the whole machlekes to Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim is to add on. That means the oil is already there, the tent is already there. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that the same way one may not make a new oil, a new tent, even if it's arai, even if it's temporary, he may not do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So too, he may not add to one that is already in existence. And the Chachamim are of the opinion that to create a new oil is not allowed on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even if it's only an oil arai, a temporary oil. However, to add on to a pre-existent oil arai, that is mutter on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, there is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in regards to what is the case of pekaka haloin. Are we talking over here about a regular window in the wall, or are we talking about like a skylight, a window in the roof? Rashi is of the opinion that we're discussing over here a haloin, which is begag, it's in the roof. That is because Rashi's of the opinion that if it's on the side, if it's in the wall, so now you're not making an oil, you're not making a covering. Rather, through closing the bekak, you are finishing up a mechitza, a wall, or a fence. And Rashi's shita is that a mechitza arai, a temporary mechitza, is mutter to make on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And hence there will be no iser, certainly no iser of adding on to it, in the court of the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. And there's no iser of making, of creating a mechitza arai, a temporary mechitza at all. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos is of the opinion that the same way there is an iser of making oil arai, a temporary tent, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the same applies in regards to a mechitza arai. One is not allowed to make a temporary mechitza, a temporary wall, or a divider, or a separation, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now let us be clear, the iser of binyan, of building a house, or building a structure, which applies on Shabbos, it's one of the lamatas malachas. This applies both to the roof of a house, or to the walls of a house, or to any addition to the permanent structure of the house. There's also an iser of making an oil, of setting up a tent, of being kaveh an oil, a tent, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and this is also included in the malacha of Boineh. However, the iser deraisa, the iser from the Torah, only applies to an oil keva, a permanent structure of an oil, and that is considered a binyan, proper construction, and that is included in the Malacha of Boina. However, an oil arai, a temporary oil, is not included in the Malacha. It's not an av, it's not a tolda, it's not asur according to the Torah at all. This is only an iser derabbanan, iser which the rabbanan or machadish, they asurd, they forbade an oil arai, a gzira oto oil keva, because they were afraid that one will go ahead and make an oil keva, a permanent oil. They create an iser even on making an oil arai. And in this we have the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. The Rashi is of the opinion that the iser Chazal made is only on an oil arai, that means a roof or a cover that is temporary, and not a mechitza. Tosfos is of the opinion that the iser applies to a mechitza as well. However, Tosfos differentiates, and this is the opinion of Tosfos and many Rishonim, because the arai is the shittas Rashi, and therefore Tosfos differentiates that a regular mechitza arai, a regular temporary mechitza, is not aser. It's not considered the one accomplished anything. He didn't do anything, and it's not included in iser at all. There's no reason to aser it. Otu oil keva. There's no fear that one will come to create a permanent structure, whether an oil or a mechitza, just because he set up this temporary mechitza. However, if the mechitza that one is setting up on Shabbos is a mechitza materis, that means that there will be halachic ramifications, halachic nafkaminas, ramifications coming out from this mechitza that one set up on Shabbos. And even if the mechitza is only a mechitza arai, it's only a temporary mechitza, it is included in the iser derabbanan that Chazal created an iser of oil arai, of a temporary oil. This includes also a temporary mechitza, provided that the mechitza is a mechitza materis, a mechitza which is matter something, and now creates a lot of ramifications to one's benefit. Some examples of a mechitza materis are as we see in our sukkah, the wall of a sukkah. A sukkah must have at least three walls. If a sukkah has two walls, and one wants to set up a third wall, as temporary as it may be, this mechitza has a chashivus, it has an importance, because this is the difference between having a kosher sukkah, the one that's sitting on sukkahs, and not having a kosher sukkah. With two walls, the sukkah was not kosher. Now, with the third wall, the sukkah is kosher. And therefore, this mechitza is included in the isser, the chazal, they made an isser of oil arai, and this mechitza, since it is materas, it creates the sukkah, it is also asr midrabanan. This is the opinion of Tosfos. Another halach ramification, which is closer to what we're used to Erevin over here, is if one has a rishus for one would like to carry in, and it's missing a wall, let's say there are only three walls, and one's missing the mechitza beruach revius, he's missing the mechitza on the fourth side, which at least midrabanan he's required to have in order to be allowed to carry there. So, if one would want to set up a mechitza arai, a temporary mechitza, according to Shittas Rashi, it would seem to come out that it's mutter. However, Tosfos very clearly states that such a mechitza is also, since it's a mechitza hamateres, it's allowing, it's enabling one to carry to metalto in this reshus. Therefore, it is included in the Issa D'Rabbanan of oil arai and mechitza arai on Shabbos. Now, if we look in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shintes Vav and Hilchos Shabbos, the Mechaber says that also lasts oil of Shabbos Yom Tov. It's forbidden to make an oil or tent on Shabbos Yom Tov. Afilu hu arai, even if it's only temporary, the dafka gag, but only a roof is also. Av mechitzas mutter, mechitzas fences are mutter. The im mechitzas asura, a mechitzas only aser. El im kenasis, unless it is made lahatir sukkah to be matir a sukkah to be the third wall of a sukkah, or lahatir total, or to be the fourth wall of rishos to allow one to carry. So that means the mechaber Shulchan Aruch is here passing like Shittas HaTosfos, not like Shittas Rashi, and he is saying that if the mechitza is a mechitza materis, whether for sukkah or for Shabbos, then it is also. It's worth noting that there are other cases of mechitza materis in Hilchos Shabbos that would be also. Now, what about mechitza that's made with tznius? So this the Rambam discusses, a mechitza which is made with tznius ba'alma is shari, it's mutter. What's an example of a mechitza that's made for tznius? So the Mishnah Berurah right away brings the case, we quote in Shaar Tzion from the Mordechai, "Kan lahapsik ben anoshim lanoshim kishayim min hadrasha." Someone is coming to give a drasha, to give a speech, and the speech is, the drasha is for men and for women, and there's a need that there should be a mechitza separating the men and women by the drasha, and therefore one would like to set up mechitzas. And again, we're talking about mechitza arai, that means there are temporary mechitzas that are being set up, where the curtains are being set up temporarily, or there are rolling mechitzas that one would like to roll into place, take them from where they are stored, and put them in between the men and the ladies. This would be mutter on Shabbos, because this mechitza is not a terrace, it has no direct halach ramifications, it's just being put there with tznius, because it wouldn't be appropriate to have the men and the ladies sitting by a drosha without a mechitza between them. Same would apply if there's a kiddush in the shul after davening, and they want to create an area for ladies, and they want to put a mechitza there, separate between the men and the ladies. This would be mutter, because this mechitza is only for tznius. Now, in regards to an oil arai, so there, both Rashi and Tosfos are in agreement, this is Mefurish in the Gemara, that one is not allowed to create an oil arai, a new oil arai on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Although we pass like the Rabbonon, that one is allowed to add it to a pre-existent oil arai, one is not allowed to create a new oil arai on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What is considered adding? How much has to be there from before Shabbos and Yom Tov that now, if one adds to it, is only considered an addition to the oil arai, to the temporary oil, again only to the temporary oil, that it's removed there on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and how little would be considered too little, that would be considered the one who's in Mechadish, one is creating now anew the entire oil. So the halacha in regards to this shayla is based on the Gemara in the last parak of Ar Masechta on Daf Kuf Beis. The Gemara says on Kuf Beis Min Aleph, Hanu Dichri the Havle de Rav Huna. Rav Huna had Rashi's Dichri or Elim, he had rams, there's animals that he had. The Imama Bo Tula, by day they needed shade. They could not have the sun beating down on them. It would not be good for them to have the sun beating down on them all day. Valelia Boavir, but they also needed fresh air. And in the evening it was important that they should be exposed to the fresh air. And this was necessary for them to have the area where they stayed covered by day and open and exposed by night. So what they would normally do is they would have a retractable roof that by day they would roll across in the morning, and this way during the heat of the day they would be protected from the heat of the sun, and the evening they would roll it open, and this way at night they would get the fresh air and they would benefit from the cool evening air. Now, what would they do on Shabbos? Friday night, on Shabbos, Lil Shabbos, they would want to have the fresh air for the Dichri, for the rams, but in the morning they would want to cover it up so that they should not be beaten down upon by the sun Shabbos day. So also the Kami Derav, Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav, as we well know, and he came in front of Rav, and he asked him, the Shiloh, what should he do? Amr Lei, Rav said, Zil Karach Budya, V'shayr Batafach, L'mocher Pashtal, U'moysa V'oil Arayu, V'shaber Dami. Rav told him that when you open up the mechitza, the cover, the machzalas, the cover on Erev Shabbos, at the end of Friday, you should not open it up all the way so that they will be completely exposed on Friday night. Rather, you should leave over a tefach, and if you leave over a tefach, it is considered that there's still an oil. There's an oil here being mahil, covering over a tefach of area. And then Shabbos morning, when you want to cover again this area where the dichli, where the elam are, that they should not be beaten upon by the sun, you would roll it out again, and it would only be considered a moisif al oil rai, only be considered an addition. Since there's already a tefach of oil there, anything added beyond the tefach is only considered a haisafah, it's only considered an addition. It's not considered a new oil, and it will be mutter. So we learn out from this Gemara, we see from here, and this is how the halacha is kapaskin, it's mentioned as well, that as long as there's a tefach there, one is considered adding, and the same applies when one is removing, one wants to track the roof, as long as he leaves over a tefach, it's not considered that he was seisah in oil, it's not considered that he was seisah, that he destroyed an oil arai on Shabbos Niyamta, which is also Asr Rabbanan, because he left over a tefach, so it's considered the oil is still in existence, he's just made bigger or smaller, but he's not creating or destroying the oil. Now there's actually a ramification from this halacha in regards to Eruvin, and that being as follows. The halacha is, in Siman Shin Samach Dalad, this in Shulchan Aruch is discussed, that although an area which is a kamerlis, one may make an Eruv out of Tzuris HaPesach, and then be allowed to carry inside it, and that is the common Eruv that we have in our times, and in former years in Europe also, they would make an Eruv out of Tzuris HaPesach around the neighborhood, or around even around the city they would do in former times, and it would be mutl atal, it would be mutl to carry inside this area, which now has an Eruv, as we call it. But Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, one cannot be ma'arav with Tzuris HaPesach. One cannot make an Eruv around it with Tzuris HaPesach. The Asi Rabbim, Vatli Mechitza, the Rabbim breaks through, and it's considered as if the Mechitza of the Tzuris HaPesach is not there, and one does not have a Mechitza on the sides which the Shrabim in the places where the Shrabim crosses through. So, what can one do if he wants to have an Eruv around an area which has a Shrabim cutting through? A Shrabim being, if one goes to the Shita, that there has to be 600,000 people there to make a Shrabim, or a street, or a main thoroughfare which 600,000 people go through, or according to other Shitas, any main thoroughfare that is 16 amas wide already qualifies as a Shrabim, and Tzuris HaPesach Eruv cannot go over it. What would one do? So the Mechaber says, in some Shin Samach Dal at Sif Beis, Rosh Hashanah Asma, a real Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, in any terrace, elevate losses. The only solution is to make doors. Now the doors don't actually have to be closed all day. The doors that cross over this Shrabim, as long as they are closed by night, as long as sometimes they are closed, even if they're not always closed, most of the time during the daytime they're open, so that people can use this Shrabim, Yidden, Goyim, people go through and use this Shrabim, and even on Shabbos they use the Shrabim, as long as by night, as long as sometimes it is closed, that is sufficient. The Yesh Arim, some go a step further, and they say, even if they are never actually closed, they have to be able to be closed. That means that if they are stuck in the ground in a way that they can't be closed, then they are not good losses, and this is not sufficient to be ma'ar of Eirish Sarabim. Now it's important to note there are some shittas in the Chazmish Paschus like this, that one does not make the losses instead of having a Tzuris HaPesach crossing over their Sarabim, but the losses are rather in addition. Even once one puts the losses there, provided the losses are going to be open when the time when people are carrying, there must be a Tzuris HaPesach there as well. But we see here that there are two opinions. According to the first opinion, and this is L'chadchila, the halacha we try to do like this, one must try to have the losses, which are actually closed sometimes. But there is a second shita over here, that as long as the losses could be closed, they don't ever actually have to be closed. Now, when the losses are open, and especially with losses which are always open, but even with old losses, when they are open, it must be that the losses, the doors are there, that could potentially close up the shrabim, that they don't have to actually be closed. So now you have a large thoroughfare, you can have a very wide, you can have a huge highway, you can have the Garden State Parkway, you can have a New York State Thruway, you have the New Jersey Turnpike, you have a huge shrabim, and there are many other cases which qualify as a shrabim as well. We're just taking the simple, obvious cases. We don't mean to exclude other smaller streets which may qualify, according to many shittas, or according to most shittas, as a shrabim as well. But you can have a huge highway, and now you have the losses over here on the side. The losses are open because they are sometimes closed, or possibly because they could be closed. Now, you can make a Tzuris HaPesach, or even without a Tzuris HaPesach, according to many shittas, you can now make an Eruv around the area, and the fact that these doors are there closes up their shrabim, and we imagine as if their shrabim is closed off, and one could make an Eruv, and one is not bothered by the fact that this huge shrabim crosses through the neighborhood where the Eruv is made. Now, how are these glosses kept when they are open? So one suggestion that has been made is that you can take a big stick, a tall pole, and put it on the side of the shrabim, and then you can have a soft, flexible material which could be used as a dalis, and it can be wound around this pole, and theoretically when it would have to be opened, or if it actually is sometimes open, it can be unwound, and it can be rolled out all the way across the shrouding. And the rest of the time, which will be most of the time, or possibly even all the time, according to one shita, as long as it is present, even if it's wound around the stick on the side of the shrouding, it will not attract much attention from any goyim or anyone who will be bothered by the fact that we have these glosses on the side of the shrouding. And it will be wound around the pole, wound around the stick on the side of the shrouding, and it wouldn't bother anybody. And we would have glosses, which are sometimes closed, or which could potentially be closed, across the shrouding. The Shiloh was presented to Reb Shlomo Miller Shlita, and he has ruled that this is not good for glosses. And the reason being that we see in this sugya such a concept that if it is there and is existent already at tefach, so then when you open all the way across, when you take the oil and you extend it further, then it is considered as if you're just adding on, because the oil is actually present, you just have to add on. However, the halacha regards the oil is that if you have the roof, the curtain that was used on top of the dichri in the case of Rav Huna and the Gemara rolled up, if it is just rolled up but it's not actually lying out across a tefach, then it is considered as if the oil is not there, and when one extends it, one pulls it out, it's considered as if he's creating new oil. That means it's considered now, when it's wound up, as if the oil is non-existent at all. So the same would apply in our case. In order to say that there are glosses there, there have to be actual open glosses, which could be moved all the way across to close up the shrabim, and now they're open on the side of the shrabim. But if they are wound up around a pole in the corner of the shrabim, and they would just have to be unwound, however, they are not actually open on the side, rather they are wound up around the pole, this would not be considered as if there are glosses there. And since we have to have glosses to close up the shrabim, even if the glosses are open, but they must be existent at the time, And this would not be a kosher way to close up our shrabim with losses that are wound up around such a pole.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.